July 3, 1863, the final day at Gettysburg, was the high water mark for the Confederacy. They would penetrate no further north, nor be as successful after this day. Both armies had been reinforced again during the night. Confederate General Robert E. Lee felt an assault with cannons, followed by an attack to the heart of Union forces led by General George Pickett, would succeed. His second in command, James Longstreet, again disagreed with him. By 1 o'clock in the afternoon, the dreadful exchange of cannon fire began. It silenced after an hour, possibly in anticipation of what was to come. Shortly after 2 p.m., Pickett ran his troops toward the stone wall in a final effort to break the Union. Despite the blasts of cannons and rain of bullets, the Southern troops kept coming. With no break in the Union line, the survivors finally fled in retreat. Lee's second invasion into Union territory had failed. The following day, his troops headed back to Virginia. Meade refused to pursue with his own weary troops, saying, "We have done well enough." Total casualties of the bloodiest battle of the war numbered 23,000 for the Union, 28,000 for the Confederates. On November 19, 1863, President Lincoln delivered his famous Gettysburg Address to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place for those who here gave their lives that the nation might live.